Professor on News. I'm Keith Peters reporting a personal relationship is revealed between the district attorney and a special prosecutor involved in the Georgia election interference case against former President Donald Trump. Correspondent Mike Kempen reports.
A court filing discloses that Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis is involved in a relationship with Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade. Willis hired Wade in 2021 to assist her investigation into whether Trump and others broke any laws as they tried to overturn his loss in the 2020 presidential election in Georgia. Willis argues there's no reason to dismiss the case or remove her from the prosecution. The filing by Willis's team came in response to a motion filed by a defense attorney who represents Trump co-defendant Michael Roman. The motion seeks to dismiss the case and to have Willis and Wade barred from prosecuting the case. I'm Mike Hempen.
Donald Trump's election plot trial in Washington, scheduled for next month, has been postponed.
A judge formally postponed the trial in a case charging the former president with trying to overturn the 2020 election before leaving office. The judge is waiting for a federal appeals court to resolve a pending appeal from Trump. He and his lawyers argue that he's immune from prosecution for actions he took in the White House.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. The U.S. military launched an air assault on dozens of sites in Iraq and Syria used by Iranian-backed militias and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Friday in the opening salvo of retaliation for the drone strike that killed three U.S. troops in Jordan last weekend. The massive barrage of strikes by manned and unmanned aircraft hit more than 85 targets at seven locations. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 134 points, the Nasdaq rose 267. This is SRN News. A leading pro-life group will spend big on the 2024 election.
Officials with SBA Pro-Life America plan to raise more than $90 million and reach at least 10 million voters in the run-up to November 5th. Volunteers for the organization will knock on 4 million doors across eight battleground states, including North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. SBA President Marjorie Dannenfelser says, quote, life is the human rights issue of our time and the pivotal issue in 2024 elections. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Iowa lawmakers declined to advance a bill that would have stripped so-called gender identity from the state's civil rights law. The proposal has been floated in recent years without success. It reached the first step in Iowa's lawmaking process this week, but was rejected by three members of a House Judiciary subcommittee. Sexual orientation and gender identity were not originally included in Iowa's Civil Rights Act. This is SRN News. Tesla is recalling nearly all the vehicles it sold in the U.S. because some warning lights on the instrument panel are too small.
The recall will be accomplished through an online software update, which Tesla says is already in the pipeline. The feds say that the brake, park, and anti-lock brake warning lights have a smaller font size than mandated by federal safety standards. That can make crucial safety information tough to read, increasing the risk of a crash. Tesla has already started releasing the required software update. Rich Thomason reporting.
Hardly a day goes by without news of another set of layoffs or business failure in journalism, an industry in the midst of a decades-long decline that has only seemed to accelerate lately. The news website The Messenger, in business for less than a year, folded abruptly on Wednesday. That follows announcements of job cuts at the LA Times. More details at srnnews.com.